Tuesday the 14th of September, Vov Tishrei, Rabbi Avram Chaim Zahn. What to do if it rains the first night Sukkos?
The Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Ramah says, famous Ramah, U'mitzvah l'sakein ha-sukkah miyad la'achar Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to get the sukkah ready straight after Yom Kippur. The mitzvah habar liyodoy al yachmitzano. The mitzvah, the first time you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't delay it. So, Pashtus, one understands what's the inyan straight after Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur we've done tshuva and we've said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be new people, we're going to be more loyal to Hashem, we're going to be more dovuk to Hashem. So therefore, the next morning, we put it into practice. First thing in the morning, get up, after davening, straight down to the sukkah. However, if you look in the Gaon, in the Bir HaGro, on the Shulchan Aruch, and Behem is the Loshon of the Ramah, is much more like that, there's a cloud. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. On Pesach, you have to guard the matzos. And Chazal say, Al tikra matzos, and the mitzvahs. The first time an opportunity arises for you to do a mitzvah, don't say, right, I'll do it in 10 minutes, I'll do it in half an hour. Do it straight away. So therefore, that's why you should be masachin the sukkah straight after Yom Kippur, because mitzvah haba liyodcha, now the mitzvahs come to hand, so don't wait till the afternoon or the next day. Do it straight away. And that's taka the loshon of the Ramah. So I saw that Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Zayin Kazul Pushtak, in Amoed HaMizmanim, he asks, Bishleima, if you say that the reason for the juxtaposition of the sukkah straight after Yom Kippur is the first reason, because to show our allegiance, so I understand, it's not Negev before Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, I haven't yet reached that Madrega, haven't yet done Shuvah, the full Shuvah, of Amotzi Yom Kippur. Now I've taka been zeicha to do a tshuva. Now, no, let's see that you're putting it into practice. But according to the second shot, mitzvah habar liyotcha, al kach mitzeno, the first time, the first opportunity which arises for you to do a mitzvah, don't delay, do it straight away. Matzi Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, you can't make your sukkah ready? It's not called bar liyotcha before Yom Kippur? Surely we know, shleishim yoyim, kodem achag. So what's that first dafka after Yom Kippur? So Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Zavayin Gezut Tashtak, says a Murray Dikazach. Vayis says from the Ramah, that before Yom Kippur, mitzvah sukkah is not barley yotcha. We're busy with other things. We're busy, Zokdeh, with doing shuva. We're busy with making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. We're busy with preparing the al-chetz. We've got time to think about sukkah. So therefore it's not considered barley yotcha. Now, Baruch Hashem, we've cleared the decks, we've settled the bills, and everything is clear, and we're back on a fresh start after Yom Kippur. Oh, now my mind is clear, now I can focus on Sukkah, and therefore it's mitzvah, habar liyotcha, the first opportunity is taka after Sukkot. Now, if that's the case, so we shouldn't really be speaking about Hilchos Sukkah. Now, we should be speaking more about Hilchos Tshuva. But I presume that this chiddush of Rav Moshe is negeh when it comes to actually making the Sukkah. But learning Torah, whatever, you don't have to dafka learn the whole of Rosh Hashanah Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva. You can learn Baba Kama, you can learn Baba Metzia, Limudat Torah. So with that excuse, with your permission, we'll talk about an inyan of Sukkah. And the shayla is what to do exactly, the Seder Halayla, what to do, Chas V'Shalom, it shouldn't happen, if it rains on the first night of Sukkot. My father, Zecharia Levracha, told me, if I remember correctly, that in all his years, he remembers only once ever having to wait a significant amount of length of time on the first night of Sukkot. The Rebbeinu Shel Chasdo Yisbarach is very kind to us. Al Kaponim, the first night, we don't have the complications. So hopefully this is very much halacha v'lo lemaisa. Oh, but let's discuss and see what the issues. As the story begins as follows. There's a Gemara in Sukkah in Daf Chof Zayin. Mishnah with the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah, a chayva, to eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. From after the first night of Sukkot, from then on, if you want to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah. You don't want to eat, because it's tight, you don't have to eat. And therefore, obviously, you won't need to eat in the Sukkah. This is the Gemara in Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. So Tosfos and the Rishonim all ask, what do you mean, after the first night of Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv to eat? Aber chenemoyed, all right, chenemoyed, I can understand. You can survive on fruits, whatever. Aber yontov in the morning, the chasechiv suda. There's a chiv of suda, and you have to wash, and you have to have a proper suda. We know what the halacha is on yontov. If we forget yalev yovoy, the bench again, which shows there's a chiv suda. So what's on the Gemara that after the first night of Yontov, there's no longer any obligation to eat to sit in the sukkah? L'chayr al-kaponim, the first day of Yontov, there would be an obligation. I think Fred Tosfos.
The secret space
that she left on there,
the toilet
is from Farish. Yeah, but if I'm not hungry, then I'm not mechuyah to eat in the sukkah. So we're talking about eating. If you choose to eat, then you have to eat in the sukkah. So comes one of the Rishonim, that's the Smak, the Samach Mem Kuf, the Smak answers as follows. That the Gemara is referring to a Kavana. Of course, you have to eat in the Sukkah, not in the morning as well, there's a Chiyuv Suda. But the Gemara is talking, what happens if it's raining? Raining by night, and raining by day. It rained and rained and rained the whole of Sukkahs, the whole of the first day of Sukkahs. So the Smak, on the first night of Sukkahs, even if it's raining, and we know when it's raining and it's mamish plochin and it's coming in the sukkah and it will spoil your food, we know you're a mitzvah and you're potter from the sukkah, but not the first night. The first night, al kaponim, one kazayis, or maybe one kebetza, but certainly one kazayis on the first night, you have to eat in the sukkah no matter what the weather is. Afterwards, the next morning, if it's raining and you're a proper mitzvah, then you're potter. So that's what the Gemara means. Avada, under normal circumstances, normal weather situations, then, at least normal for London anyway, not at my gates, but normal for no. Then Avada, the din is that you have to eat in the sukkah by night, and you have to eat in the sukkah by day. Other, if it's raining, then the chiyuv is only by night, then you have to eat in the sukkah. By day, there's no longer any chiyuv. Why? By night is different. So we know because there's a gzera shava, tesvav, we learn from matzah. And just like by matzah, you have to eat matzah, doesn't matter how the person feels, whether he's mitzvah, whether he likes the matzah, whether he doesn't like the matzah, whether chas v'shalom, he's a chayla, not a chayla, you have to eat matzah. So also, the first out of sukkahs, you have to sit in the sukkah. At least for the first class. Okay. So according to this opinion, according to this smack, the first out of sukkahs is raining. So what do? So there's two options. You could either make kiddush in the sukkah, have a kzayis in the sukkah, then you yotza, and then you go on in the house and carry on the meal in the house. Because you've been yotza, you're tezvav. That's one option. Or, you could make kiddush in the house, have a meal, hope that it stops raining, and whether it does or it doesn't, you get to the end of the meal, and whatever the weather is, if it stopped or not stopped, you then go to the sukkah, and you have a kzayis. So which of the two is the better option? So be'emes, there's a mile of both ways. If you do the way, the chesaron of making kiddush in the sukkah, and then going into the house, is that it's not a hidur in kiddush b'mokim suda. Because the Gemara says, how do we know there's an inyan of kiddush, there's a halacha of kiddush b'mokim suda? Because it says, v'karasa, the Shabbos oineg, b'mokim kriya, where you say kiddush, shom tehei oineg, there you should have your suda. So here, I'm having a piece of challah in the sukkah, and I'm having the whole meal in the house. So, nachanam, I'm yotza. Can't say you're not yotza. Kiddush b'mokim suda, you are yotza. But the ikka oinig is taking place in the house. And therefore, it wouldn't be a hidur in kiddush b'mokim suda to go and make the kiddush in the house, and have the whole meal in the house, and then afterwards, go and have the kzayis in the sukkah. That would be a maila in kiddush b'mokim suda. So that's the advantage of doing it that way, eating the challah at the end of the meal. However, there's also a disadvantage, and there's a big advantage in eating the challah at the beginning. Because the Ramah paskens, what's the din if a person, for whatever reason, ate in the house on the first night of Sukkot, and he made a shechianu, he made kiddush, shechianu, had his meal, rightly or wrongly, it doesn't make any difference, for what reason? And then, at the end of the meal, then he goes into the sukkah, and now he's mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So says the Ramah as follows. We know that the shechianu, which we make on the first night of Sukkot, goes on the yontov. It's shechianu for the yontov. And it's a shechianu on the mitzvah of sukkah. Right, we make Shechiyonu on Shofar, and we make Shechiyonu on the Lulav, you've got to make a Shechiyonu on the Sukkah. So the Ramah says, if you make Kiddush in a house, and therefore you make Shechiyonu, this Shechiyonu only goes on the Yontif. You can't say that this Shechiyonu is going on the Sukkah. You're not in the Sukkah, you're not being Mekayim, it's the Sukkah. What's up with the Sukkah? So that means you've not yet made Shechiyonu in the Sukkah. So when you go afterwards into the Sukkah and then eat, then you're going to have to make a Shechiyonu, a second Shechiyonu on the Sukkah, when you could have managed with only making one. And, yeah, so there's an Indian not to be married, but if it's necessary, that means you have an apple and a banana and a drink, that's wonderful. That's not called being married brachas, because they're all brachas which you need to make. But where you could do with only one bracha, so the Gemara says, that's a question, it's touching on the problem of a bracha she'ein tzricha. Since you could have managed them both with one Shechiyonu, had you made Kiddush in the Sukkah? And therefore, there's a Maila in making, going back to our story when it's raining on the first night, there's a Maila, make Kiddush in the Sukkah, make Shechiyonu, now the Shechiyonu go both on the Yontuf and on the Sukkah, have the piece of challah, have your Ksais of challah, your Yotzeh Tezvav, and then go in the house and carry on the meal. It's a Maila, we have to weigh up the two options. Eating the kazayas at the end is a maila in kiddush b'makom suda. Eating kazayas at the beginning is a maila that you don't have to make two shechiyonos. Is which of the two is the better option? So the Ramah in the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamates, the Ramah says that the better of the two options is to eat the kazayas in the sukkah first, because the Ramah says the yikadish b'sukkah. This is Tov Reish Lamates. In Sivkot Nei, the Kaddish Pesukah, again, if it's raining on the first night, make Kaddish in the Sukkah, Kedei Sheyoyim Azman Al HaSukkah. In order that the Shechiyonu should be able to go on the Sukkah as well, and you only need to make two Shechiyonus. So this is all, if we hold, like the Smak, which is the opinion of the Ramah, that on the first night of Sukkot, even if it's raining, you're absolutely mechuyev to eat Akaponim Mekazayis in the Sukkah. So what's the correct approach? You make Kiddush in the Sukkah, you make Leishen Basukkah, because there's a chiyuv to eat the Kzayis, you make a Shechiyonu, and after your Kzayis, you go in the house, and you carry on the meal. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, however, that there are many Rishonim who argue on the Ramah. Because, as we said before, the Ramah's Kiddush comes out from a Kasha. It's born out from the Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara said that there's a chiyuv on the first night to eat in the sukkah. Mikam ve'elach, there's no chiyuv. And the question was, what do you mean there's no chiyuv? Of course there's a chiyuv. It's Yontif in the morning, there's a chiyuv to have a suda. So the remark out that the correct teretz on this kasha is that we're talking when it's raining. And when it's raining, by day, in the morning, you're a mitzdaya, you're potter. Of on the first night, doesn't matter what the weather is, tesvav, you have to eat in the sukkah. There are Rishonim of the Tosfos who give other two roots into this kasha. Tosfos in one place says that from here is a raya, there's no chiyuv to have a suda on Yontif. And tak, if you forget Yalavi Yavoi, you don't bench again. In Ochanah, you're right, it's a good kasha. The terrace is Bistagarech. There's tak no chiyuv suda on Yontif. There's another Tosfos elsewhere, which Tosfos offers another terrace. But the pshat in the Gemara is, what happens if it was taka raining by night and by day, and you ate in a sukkah, you ate in the house, and it's still raining, and then finally it stops. Now in the morning, you finished your meal, you benched, and now you see it stopped raining. You don't have to go into the sukkah and have a kazayis of challah, because I finished my meal. I only need to eat the sukkah if I want to eat. I'm full up already. What's the Indian of going in the sukkah in the autumn in the morning just because it stopped raining? If you want to do it, it's very nice, but you're not obliged at all. By night, you had your meal in the house, let's say, rightly or wrongly, but you had your meal in the house, you finished eating, then it stopped raining. Oh, now I have a chiyuv, tesvav. I have a chiyuv to go in the sukkah. I won't need to make kiddush again, but I've got a chiyuv to go in the sukkah and make and have that size. So that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says the first night there's a chiyuv, whereas afterwards there's no longer a chiyuv, the Gemara means there's a chiyuv if it stops raining. Are you mechiyuv to now go, even though you finished your meal, are you mechiyuv now to go in the sukkah?
So first is Shabbos, we have to eat in the day, even two Shabbos.
the Gemara speaking, the guy went Yontov. In Ochamah, the Shabbos might be different because Shabbos there might be a chiyuv pass. The Gemara speaking with Tahilchus Yontov. If it happens to be Shabbos, could be it's a different story. But if it's the Tahilchus Yontov, so Amela, that's the tap. According to these Rishonim,
if it's raining the first Shabbos Yontov, there's no chiyuv.
You're potter. You stays potter in Asuka.
They don't hold on the teretz of the smack. So now,
according to these Rishonim, which is not the opinion of the Ramah, so what do you do if it rains on the first night of Sukkot? It's pouring and pouring and pouring. You potter, it's tire potter and a sukkah, even from the first k'zayis, according to these Rishonim. So what do you do? So the din is, according to these Rishonim, of course you don't make kiddush in the sukkah.
What for?
There's no mitzvah. Fakat, it's a shtar to Sukkot Yontov. You make kiddush in the house, you eat, and you hope for the best. And you hope that by the time you finish the meal, it stopped raining. And if it hasn't, fathom. So this is...
So again, let's just sum up the minor.
If you paskin that there is a chiv on the first night, even if it's raining, you make kiddush in the sukkah, you make a lay shave, you have the kzais, you carry on the meal in the house. If you paskin, like the other opinion, then you make kiddush in the house, you eat the meal, and you hope that by the end of the meal it stops raining. If it has, matzehu manoy,
you go in the sukkah, and if it doesn't, then you know another shachianu, you got a choice. And if it doesn't, then it's fit for any pot.
You can if you want to make a bracha.
No, there's no eating. You pot. There's no point. You pot it for the mitzvah. Stamina. The Ramah says you're a hedyot if you go in the sukkah when you pot it. So there's no eating whatsoever. Oh, that's the corner. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah. This is what you do if you're paskin like that opinion. This is what you do if you're paskin like that opinion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but we don't know how to paskin. It's a machlokes Rishonim. So what do? We have these two recipients of Rishonim. So what are we supposed to do? Halacha, hopefully we'll learn the Maisa, but what are we supposed to do? So Zot the Mishnah Berurah as follows. The correct approach is that you have to go, you have to be concerned about the two Shachianos. So therefore, what we'll do is as follows. If Chas V'Shalom would rain on the first night of Sukkot, we would make Kiddush in the Sukkah. We would make Shachianu, because it could be that the halacha is Ram Chayev. You will not make Leshe Basuka because it's a Sofik Bracha. It could be your potter.
You make Kiddush.
And Leshe on the Kiddush?
No. Leshe is on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Am I not be Chayev in Yeshiva Sukkah? I'll make a Shachianu, I'll have my challah, and I'll go in the house. If it stops raining by the end of the meal, I will go back. No, then I'll go back into the Sukkah. I won't make a Shachianu, because the Shechil already worked, and then I'll make a Leshev. Okay. So the correct approach, Chas V'Shalom, if it should happen, it is Nachamal. You go, you make Kiddush in the Sukkah, you make Shechianu, you do not say Leshev Basukkah. You have, because you might not be Chayev, you have your Kzais, you carry on in the house, you say Kapitel Tehillim, it will stop raining. Hopefully, by the time you finish the meal, it will have stopped raining. You go back into the Sukkah, you do not say a Shechianu, because he said already Shechianu, and it worked on the sukkah. You make a leishay basukkah, salam alaykum.
If the sukkah doesn't work, how can the Shechianu work on the
sukkah? So maybe hopefully we'll get back to that in a minute. Yeah. Hopefully. Now, is Bamas, I'll say, Bamas, this...
How long do you have to wait?
Oh, so that's what Mr. Ruud says, it's a machalik, through a machalikus. Some Rishonim say till chatzos, some say until you would be wanting to go to bed, and some say till your mitztaya. The Mr. Ruud, I think, is be'ikah holds, I think, and when you begin to feel mitzvah when for the family it's too much.
Waiting
because it's a machlokes. Waiting for kiddush. Now, is bemezase. Since we have a safek, there's an added problem. There's an added problem with this eitz of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's as follows. There's a halacha that if a person is doing a mitzvah on which Chazal masakin a bracha, you're not allowed to do this mitzvah if for whatever reason you can't make the bracha. So for example, there's a Mishnah which says if a person is either in a place or the way he's dressed, he's not allowed to, he can't make a bracha, he shouldn't do a mitzvah. The Mishnah says Orum lo yitroim, he shouldn't be mafrish truma if he's in a situation that he can't make the bracha. Get somebody else to do it, because Chazal masakin a bracha. So you're not supposed to do a mitzvah which requires a bracha if. So we have the Emes. Now that we have in our situation that we're Mesupuk, we have really an added reason to leave the kzayis to the end of the meal. Because in Ochanam it's going to cost you two Shechianus, which is not ideal. But on the other hand, you're going to be doing a mitzvah, according to those Rishonim who hold you are chai, which is the opinion of the Ramah, you're going to be doing a mitzvah when you eat that first kazayis in the sukkah, and you're not making a bracha. But I can't make a bracha, because the halacha might be like the other Rishonim. So there's an added problem with this eitzah. But the Mishnah Berurah nevertheless says, so you have two problems. Two Shechianus, on the one hand. On the other hand, the problem of doing a mitzvah without a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, nevertheless, the disadvantage of two Shechianus outweighs the disadvantage of doing a mitzvah without a bracha, and you still stick to this eitzah. Kiddush in the sukkah, without a leitzah, etc., etc. I'd like to be Matsya, another suggestion. And I wonder, we have to work out why the Mishnah Berurah didn't give the suggestion. There's a very interesting shtick of Mishnah Berurah right at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Right at the end, when he says, quoting the Kuriyak of the following halacha. Someone on the first night of Sukkah, it's beautiful weather, everything is fine, not raining, comes in the Sukkah, makes Kiddush, Shechiyonu, Leishe Basukkah, Veltik. And then all of a sudden he realizes the roof is closed. He had a don't advertise over here exactly what roof he had, but he had a gewaltig, didn't he notice? And so the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Avada, you don't have to make Kiddush again, because so what, the roof is closed as far as Kiddush is concerned. But you certainly have to eat another kazayis. You certainly have to make a leishe basukah. What about the Shechianu? Now the Shechianu went on the Yontuf, but the problem is you weren't in the sukkah. So the Bikuri Yaakov says a murder the Gechidish. The thing is that Bidina the Gemara says you're supposed to make a Shechianu on the sukkah when you build the sukkah. Could be two, three weeks before sukkah. But I used to sukkah, so you make Shechianu. And once you've made the Shechianu on the making of the sukkah, you don't make another Shechianu when you do the mitzvah. You've got to make a Shechianu for the Yontif, but you won't make another Shechianu for the kid. Says the Bikuri Yaakov, listen to this, a murder the Gechidish. You were sitting in the sukkah, and you made a Shechianu. This was you won't be a Mekayim to sukkah without you realizing it. Says the Bikuri Yaakov, nevertheless, you won't need to make another Shechianu on the sukkah, because it's loy gora. It's not worse than you making the Shechianu erev yontuf when you put the schach on. So you see from there, you don't need to make the Shechianu dafka at the time when you are performing mitzvah sukkah. You can make the Shechianu beforehand as well. So Bazoi, sitting in the sukkah with the roof closed, the Shechianu will work, taka, because it's not worse by making a Shechianu at the time when you are making the sukkah. As I pass the Bikuri Yaakov, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, what's
it? You can make it then.
Sorry?
You can't make it then when you put it in the sukkah. Now it's
relevant. Oh, but so now the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadish, here also, you made it, it works. So Rabbi Yisrael Chabah Eitzah. I've got a Meritik Eitzah. First out of sukkahs, plucking away, hopefully it won't be raining, but it's raining. So we've got this problem. Whichever way you turn, you have a problem. You make Kiddush at the beginning, so then you've got a problem of doing a mitzvah without a bracha. You've also got the problem of Kiddush Mamakam Sunnah, that's not good out. You eat at the end, you've got a problem of two Shechianus. I have a beautiful eitzah, solves all problems of the world. Go and make Kiddush with the roof closed. Go, that's one eitzah, okay. For those of us who can't have that luxury, so go ahead and make and have the roof closed, right? Plucking away, close the roof, make Kiddush, make Shechianu, have your meal in the sukkah, you've got everything, you've sorted out all the problems. Your problem was two Shechianus, though. No, the Shechianu works. Because you see from that Mishnah Berurah that when the roof is closed, even though the roof is closed, you're not the kaim, it's the sukkah, your Shechianu works. You've got a problem about a mitzvah without a bracha, I'm not doing a mitzvah, the roof is closed. So you solve that problem. You've got a problem about Kiddush B'mokhem Suda, I'm having a Suda in the sukkah. Isn't that the ideal answer? Here they are, I've sorted out all the problems. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah who quoted this thing at the end, why didn't he come along and say, wherever Rabbi, here we are, this is what to do, go and make a sukkah, go and make Kiddush with the roof closed. What is wrong with this? L'chayr, absolutely brilliant. I mean,
what's the difference
between
the first case when it's
dangerous?
People would use it
I don't know.
What's the difference
between
being in the house?
So that's the problem, right? Now, L'chayr, the tenets of this question is as follows. The Bikuri Yaakov, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't quote this stickle, the Bikuri Yaakov, which is the Aruch HaNeh, when he says this din, He asks a kasha. He asks, I don't understand. I've got a kasha on my kiddush. I'm saying, you make a kiddush and then everything with the roof closed, the shechiyana works on the sukkah. In fact, the Kuryaka, but we quoted before on the Ramah says, if you make kiddush in the house on the first night of sukkahs, the shechiyana does not work on the sukkah. So, Bazoi, fact of the Kuryaka, the roof is closed. So, to all intents and purposes, you're in the house. Say, Bazoi, how can I say that the Shekhiyanu over here works? So, the Kuryaka says 2 points. He says, you know how it works? Over here it works, again, based on the fact that Medina the Gemara, you could make when you're building the Sukkah. Number one, of the Kuryaka, there, you were in the house. In the case of the Ramah, Tofresh Ben Malav, you were in the house, you're not in the Sukkah. Here, you're in the Sukkah. Number two, there, in the case of the Ramah, you knew you're not being Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah, you're in the house. You have no intention of performing the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Here, in Achanama, you were mistaken, but you intended to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Sukkah. As far as you were concerned, you were performing the Mitzvah of Sukkah. It's like, but sorry, it's up to the Kuryaka. So when you say Shechiyana, what's Shechiyana? Shechiyana is to be Mekai in the Heilige Mitzvah of Sukkah. She said, I know jolly well, I'm not in the Sukkah. I'm not being Mekai in the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So you're thanking Hashem for the answer, the Sukkah. But if I'm in the Sukkah, and I think, even though it's like I'm mistaken, but I think I'm being Mekai in the Mitzvah of Sukkah, it's like, bazaar. So even though you shouldn't, if you would have known, of course you shouldn't have made Shechiyanu, but yeah, you made it, it works. Now, according to that teretz, let's go back to our suggestion. We ask the kasha, if it's raining on the first night of sukkahs, sit in the sukkah with the roof closed and make Shechiyanu. You've got all the problems solved. If you do that, in Achanama, the Bekuriyaka said, the reason why in his story, when he forgot, your Shechiyanu was okay because you had two minors. Number one, you were sitting in the sukkah. Number two, you thought you would be Mekai in the sukkah. If you make Kiddush with the roof closed, but you know the roof is closed, which is our Eitzah, in Achanami, you're in the sukkah, but you know you're not being Mekai in the sukkah. If you know you're not being Mekayim in the Sukkah, so what's the Shechiyanu Rebbeinu, thank you so much for allowing me to live and to be Mekayim again in the Mitzvah Sukkah. You know, Tzadik, well, you're not being Mekayim in the Mitzvah Sukkah. So according to the Birkuri Akos Teretz, it would explain why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this Eitzah. Because, L'chaira, since over here the roof is closed, and I know the roof is closed, you don't have it. However, can I just finish off? However, L'chaira, in the Mishnah Berurah alone, there's a mockup to think, maybe he didn't agree to this Nekudah. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah held, it's enough if you're in the Sukkah. I'll leave you off with the Kasha. Because let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah's advice. He tells us, since we don't know what to do, so what, you go ahead, you sit in the Sukkah, and you make Kiddush, and you make Shechiyanu, but don't make Leishev, because you might not be, because we don't know. So somebody Taka asked, so then why does the Shechiyanu work? In the same way that you can't make a Leishev, so you shouldn't, you can make a Shechiyanu, because the Shechiyanu will go on the Yontov, but on the Sukkah. So without seeing the Mishnah Berurah, I would have said, that in Chanama it's a Sofik, and the Shechiyanu will only go on the Sukkah, according to those Rishonim, who hold that you're Yotzer. And according to those who show him who hold you are not Yotzah, the Shechiyanu will not go on the Sukkah, but you still spared yourself from having to make a second Shechiyanu, because it could have worked, and therefore you avoided the problem of two Shechiyanu. So Nachanama, the Shechiyanu didn't go on the Sukkah, it might not have gone on the Sukkah, but you avoided the problem of two Shechiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know why it works? Because, again, you're sitting in the sukkah, first night sukkah, it's pouring down, the roof is open, it's questionable if you're being Yotzer, and you're making a Shechiyanu. So Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Lekula Alma, the Shechiyanu goes on the sukkah, Lekula Alma, even according to those who show him old, you're not Yotzer, because it's not worse than Asiya. He uses the Bekuriyak as far. Now, Rabbi, so let me ask you, over here, according to those who show him, you know you're not being Yotzer. According to those who show him, who hold, I know jolly well it's raining, I'm potter, I'm not being Yotzer. And nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, make a Shechiyanu, and it goes, and it works, because it's not worse. So you see the Chira Klar from the Mishnah Berurah, that he holds, the Ike is, as long as you're in the Sukkah. You don't have to be, although you don't have to think you're being Yotzer. Because if I know jolly well, according to the other Rishonim, I'm not being Yotzer. And he still says, he says, Bazoi, our teretz, which we said, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring this eitzah of sitting in the sukkah with the roof closed is because he held that you have to, like the Bukhari, you have to think you're being eitzah. L'chay, the Mishnah Berurah alone doesn't seem to hold that swara. He says, Bazoi, kuptz rik the kasha. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah bring the eitzah? Is hopefully, Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, it'll be lovely weather, and we'll be able to think of this kasha and find the teretz. Halacha lo lemaisa, grace is good.